Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, this week marks the 30th year of Science Week. It's a yearly celebration of science that gives adults and young people alike the chance to enjoy a number of events around the country on topics like space, women's health, sports science, and many, many more. The week is now led by Research Ireland, the government's National Research and Innovation Funding Agency, and their CEO, Dr. Dermot O'Brien, is with us now. Good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat.
And congratulations on your ascending to this exalted position.
Thank you.
Now, tell me about Science Week. 30 years in the making, and it's interesting it coincides with 30 years of COP as well.
Yeah. Science has certainly moved into the mainstream of political discourse in the last 30 years. So, it's 30 years of Science Week, and in many ways we're using that as a driver of the theme for science this week, this year, which is then, today, and tomorrow. And I guess if you look back 30 years to when it started out with a handful of people and events in the RDS, it's really come on now a huge amount. This year we'll have about 400 events around the country with about 200,000 participants within them. And I guess if you think back to where we were as a country understanding science 30 years ago, the transformation has been huge, I think, in Ireland's context.
Now, one of the challenges has been to get more females involved in STEM subjects. And that, I suppose, is improving, although not at the pace we'd like.
Well, I think it is radically improving from where we are. If you look at first those who are taking STEM subjects at kind of Leaving Cert level, I think the numbers have increased hugely. And if you go into the university system, actually, what you do see is a high proportion of females doing STEM within the university system. I think the challenge actually is afterwards, as career choices come up, how we keep that female participation within the workforce and how we keep them connected to the STEM agenda.
Now, talk to me about some of the spectacular events of Science Week, because there are over 400 events, so we can't go into them all, but there are some which really catch the eye.
Yeah, well, catch the eye is a great phrase for, I think, what's going to be happening in Merrion Square this week. So there's going to be an exhibition there called Luc Jerem's Spectacular Museum of the Moon. So this is going to be a 7-metre sculpture of the moon hung between the trees in Merrion Square, where every centimetre of that sculpture will represent about 5 kilometres on the moon. So it's got this incredible blown-up vision of the moon that you'll be able to literally almost reach out and touch within Merrion Square, accompanied by music and other events. So that's going to be spectacular, to say the least.
Okay, so we actually, when you look at the moon on a clear evening, you can see some of the craters of the moon. But this way you can actually look at the sky, if you can see a moon this week, and then compare what you're seeing in Merrion Square with...
Yeah, with a clear sky, there'll be two moons to look at, one directly in front of you, Merrion Square, and one thousands of miles away. So I think that's going to be a really, really kind of interesting, tangible way for people to begin to connect with that kind of agenda.
Now, there's a Midlands Festival, which is an absolutely huge lineup around Offaly, Laois, Longford and Westmeath, and a huge number of topics on their agenda.
Yeah, that's what I particularly love about that that festival, because they're looking at everything from artificial intelligence to skincare, to the menopause, to the environment, to the astronomy, to weather, to baking. So what it really shows you is how science and indeed research underpins so much of what we take for granted, you know, that is involved with everything.
I'm glad you mentioned baking there. People don't maybe realize that baking is quite precise, and it actually does exactly what the recipe says if you follow it.
Yeah,
because it is pure science.
Baking is basically chemistry with another name, isn't it? That's what it is.
Now, what's the Circus Science by the Sea Festival?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Yeah, so that's taking place in the West, and it's really about, again, connecting people and communities with what's going on within our coastal environment.
Okay, so that's happening in Achill Island, yeah. In Caron, in Westport Town Hall, and in Mulranny. Now, moving on, there are events everywhere for people. Where do they get the detail?
So like everything, the details on the website, so scienceweek.ie. So as I said, there's about 400 different events. They're happening everywhere between schools and libraries and theatres and markets. And we must say thank you to all of the volunteers and the teachers and the researchers who give up their time to kind of drive these events and make them happen.
There are a couple of events that kind of jump out at me. A Pint of Science in Kerry. I don't know what that's all about.
How did that attract your attention, I wonder?
In Mayo, Sparks Circus Science Cabaret. That's in Westport. In Limerick, there's a tour of Ardna Crusha, which I think is something that I'd love to do myself. And so much more. But let's get back to your fundamental brief in Research Ireland. I mean, what kind of fundamental research are you funding at the moment and pursuing and helping?
Yeah, so the first thing to say about Research Ireland, it's a new agency, so just really a year old. And I guess what's different about...
It's built on the bones of Science Foundation Ireland.
And I think this is the important clarification, Pat. It's built on the bones of Science Foundation Ireland and the Irish Research Council. So what it does is it actually brings together our full research agenda from STEM to the arts, humanities and the social sciences. So now in a single agency, we've got the capacity to support research, both interdisciplinary, at a kind of discovery stage, but all the way through that spectrum. So in some ways, we've now got an agency that can support science in the most holistic way.
Which so give me some examples of what you're funding at the moment.
Well, I'll give you some examples along the theme of Science Week, which is then, today and tomorrow, because I think to pick up on what you've just said a second ago, it's important, although Research Ireland is a new agency, that we're building on the investments of the past. So there's a couple of things that really grabbed my attention as I came back to Ireland from the UK a couple of months back. The first is some research that we're doing, building the first silicon-based quantum computer server. So this is research carried out in UCD by Professor Bogdan and linked to a company called Equal One that he's created there. And how that connects to that Science Week theme is that about 15 years ago, there was a vision to understand that we needed to build capability in our early stage research around quantum. Professor Bogdan was attracted to Ireland to do that research in UCD. Today, he's now got this company, Equal One, that's developing these silicon-based quantum computer servers. They've just announced a partnership with NVIDIA, the globally leading semiconductor chip manufacturer. And they've raised about $37 million in public and private funding. So we get that sense of the investments we made in the past that then are now relating to the great research today and, of course, will drive the future where quantum is going to change society.
I'm not going to ask you to explain quantum computing because it might be just beyond us at this hour of the morning. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And if people are in the business of trying to get funding for research, I mean, how open are you to applications from the universities and from other parties?
Oh, well, we're incredibly open. I mean, how we operate is a peer review excellence model. So all the proposals that come in get internationally peer reviewed and we fund the best ideas that come from that. I would say the connection to our academic community is very, very strong. So we would have literally thousands of applications come in every year that we would be funding. At the moment, for example, we fund about 5,000 PhDs across the system. So there's a huge amount of connectivity with our university system. I would say just as much as the university system, we're really trying to connect that also to industry. Research we see has been really critical to the future competitiveness of both our foreign direct investment sector, but even more importantly to our indigenous sector. And so a lot of our researchers also collaborate and partner with industry, which I think is a really critical part of what we offer.
Text just popped up here. We spent the day at the Galway Science Festival yesterday at Galway University. It was a wonderful free event sponsored by the medical and tech companies in the region. So there's an endorsement for at least one entertaining event at Science Week. Dr. Dermot O'Brien, CEO of Research Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.